All television and radio stations in the United States will now cease their regular programming.
In the last edition of the Apocalypse Post newsletter, we utilized the analogy of the ant trap using a description from the University of California, which, as you can see, says ants are attracted to the bait and recruit other workers to it. Workers carry small portions of the bait back to the nest, where it is transferred mouth to mouth to other workers, larvae, and queens to kill the entire colony. Bait products must be slow acting so that the foraging ants have time to make their way back to the nest and feed other members of the colony before they are killed, much like the slow-acting deception of the hidden dynasty of religion, setting Christians up for the spiritual kill when Satan appears as Antichrist in Jerusalem at the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial. In 1830, the first plague of Revelation chapter 16 was poured out onto the earth through a mentally ill teenage girl named Margaret MacDonald. This is where the any moment now rapture doctrine originated, a spiritually transmitted disease that sets Christians up to expect Jesus to return at any moment, causing them to disregard the deeper truth of the Word of God concerning what's known as the hour of temptation, which begins at the woe of the fifth trumpet when Satan and his angels are cast to earth and the one world political system emerges, which is then wounded to death, so to speak, after which Satan appears as the false Christ at the woe of the sixth trumpet, killing a third spiritually, Christians being the only ones who can die spiritually because believing upon the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to be alive spiritually. So that's the end game of the hidden dynasty of religion, as well as the hidden dynasties of politics, economics, and education. The four horns of Zechariah chapter 1 that were globalized from 1830 when the rapture deception came into the world up to 1948 when Kenite-occupied Israel came into being, as well as the World Council of Churches. The hidden dynasty of religion being globalized at that time when this final generation began, the generation of the fig tree. And notice in Zechariah chapter 1 verses 18 and 19 it says, "Then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, four horns," horns being symbolic of power, "the four hidden dynasties. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, What be these? And he answered me, These are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem." This word scattered is number 2219 in your Strong's Concordance, which you'll find on page 36 of the Hebrew Dictionary. And notice directly across from 2219 is number 2244, which means to hide, as in the four hidden dynasties, which scattered, number 2219, which means to winnow, which means to blow a current of air through grain in order to remove the chaff, which should remind you of the parable of the tares of the field in Matthew chapter 13. And you'll see in close proximity to 2219 on page 36 of the Hebrew Dictionary of your Strong's Concordance, number 2221, something sown, as in the seeds of deception sown by the four hidden dynasties from 1948 up until the woe of the sixth trumpet, when the mark of the beast comes to fruition in their forehead, the deception that causes most Christians to worship Satan instead of Christ, which is what Antichrist means. That's the end game of the four hidden dynasties, and the rapture deception is just one of the many lies kept in the bloodstream of mainstream so-called Christianity, spreading from person to person, as we saw in the ant trap analogy, and being taught to the children, as well as the up-and-coming Christian preachers brainwashed with false doctrine in the cemetery schools. There's where the hidden dynasty of education comes into it, turning them into agents of deception, teaching that God's chosen people are a group that for the most part deny that Jesus is the Messiah, when the Word of God says very clearly that such a person is a deceiver and an antichrist. Not the antichrist, but those who believe that Jesus was not the Messiah. They're the children of the wicked one and the natural branches of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Satan's family tree. But is what actually happened in the Garden of Eden taught in so-called mainstream Christianity? No, it isn't. Are we supposed to know and understand who the Kenites are, whereby we're not deceived? Yes, we are. The last four Kenites in Cain's genealogy that you can read of in Genesis chapter 4, verses 20 through 22, are at the very least symbolic of the four hidden dynasties themselves, which again weren't globalized until 1830 to 1948, when the branch of the fig tree is tender and puts forth forth leaves, not fruit, which only a Christian nation can produce, but leaves only, you know that summer is near. Harvest time, which is the end of the world, which we also know from Matthew chapter 13. That's when it's determined who's a good fig and takes part in the first resurrection into eternal life, and who's an evil fig and gets cast out of Jerusalem, with their only chance of salvation being after the 1,000 years are finished, when Satan is released for that short season. If they stand against him then, they can take part in the second resurrection and go into the eternity, which is the third world age. The Kenites are the natural branches of Satan's family tree, but anyone who believes not upon the true Jesus is grafted into that wicked tree also. And so it shall be when Satan appears as Antichrist, and most Christians are deceived into receiving the mark of the beast in their forehead because they believed in the traditions of men via the hidden dynasty of religion as opposed to the truth of God's word. That's the only way out of the clutches of the four horns of Zechariah chapter 1, is the truth of God's word, symbolized by the four carpenters of that same chapter, the law, the prophets, the gospels, and the epistles. God's word, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, whereby you can know and understand the truth that our Heavenly Father would have us know, so you can be counted as a good fig when the seventh trumpet sounds and the true Christ returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So get into God's word now, while there's still time, before you end up being spiritually poisoned to death by the religious industrial complex. The deception runs rampant 24/7 these days on the worldwide internet, where if it's not outright false doctrine that's being spread, it's mindless distractions that are by design to direct your attention toward anything and everything else but the truth of God's word. So again, get into God's word now while there's still time, and always remember the fifth verse of Jeremiah chapter 17. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart, which means the mind, departeth from the Lord.